Rossby Wave Instabilities of Protoplanetary Disks with Cooling, by Shumquan Huang et al. Rossby Wave Instabilities, RWIs, usually lead to non-axisymmetric vortices in protoplanetary disks, and some observed substructures of these disks can be well explained by RWIs. We explore how the cooling influences the growth rate of unstable RWI modes in terms of the linear perturbation analysis. The cooling associated with the energy equation is treated in two different ways. The first one we adopt is a simple cooling law. The perturbed thermal state relaxes to the initial thermal state on a prescribed cooling timescale. In the second, we treat the cooling as a thermal diffusion process. The difference in the growth rate between the adiabatic and isothermal modes becomes more pronounced for disks with smaller sound speed. For the simple cooling law, the growth rates of unstable modes monotonically decrease with the shorter cooling timescale in barotropic disks. But the dependence of growth rate with the cooling timescale becomes non-monotonic in non-barotropic disks. The RWI might even be enhanced in non-barotropic disks during the transition from the adiabatic state to the isothermal state. When the cooling is treated as the thermal diffusion, even in barotropic disk, the variation of growth rate with thermal diffusivity becomes non-monotonic. Furthermore, a maximum growth rate may appear with an appropriate value of thermal diffusivity. The angular momentum flux, AMF, is investigated to understand the angular momentum transport by RWI with cooling. This was Rossby Wave Instabilities of Protoplanetary Disks with Cooling, by Shumquan Huang et al.